Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
And since the last month of the minister workshop in NCC, most of times away from home or hometown in LA.
自从上个月的全国代表大会以后，我一直都在外地帮忙圣工。
Last Monday, I came back and find out there's a dust upon my desk and my place.
我星期一才刚回家，那看到桌上有一层的灰尘。
And praise the Lord, thank God, I come back to Kanoga Park Church and see all the brothers and sisters meet you and share the word of God today.
非常欢喜的回到肯诺迪加教会来跟弟兄姐妹一起分享神的话语。
I'm sure God continue to guide us and all the brothers and sisters here.
求神继续带领我们的弟兄姐妹们。
This morning, I'd like to share with you the topic, this one, the importance of the end.
今天早上要跟大家分享的题目是结局的重要性。
Yeah, everybody have a beginning, but yet everybody have the ending also.
我们每一个人都有开始，也有结束。
A beginning is a blessing.
我们的开始都是得蒙福的。
When all the little baby, when they're born, then...under the great blessing of the parents and grandparents and all the family members.
当小婴孩刚出生的时候，对他们的父母及祖父祖母们是这么多么的宝贝。
Because this baby has a great potential for future.
因为这个小孩子未来有很大的潜力。
The importance is this baby grown up to live a meaningful life.
那这个小孩子将来更重要是长大以后过了有意义的人生。
So they concluded the life with a valuable and meaningful life to be the end.
有一个过着一个有价值有意义的一生。
The Lord Jesus came to this world 2,000 years ago.
我们主耶稣在2000多年前来到这个世上。
Actually, his life was very short. He was 30 some years old.
他在世生命其实非常短，才三十几年。
But at the beginning of his life is insignificant.
他的出生其实是非常微小的。
Now, most of people do not recognize him.
大部分人都不认识他。
Even only just far from the distance, which is the major wise men from the east, they came to visit, and nobody, only except few people, do not recognize his born.
只有从东方几位谟士来看他，那其实附近的人都不认识。
But his life was precious for 30 some years.
但是主耶稣这三十几年的生命是那么有价值的。
He actually grown up as a flesh, these years, and then. He engaged the ministry for less than 4 years, but he have done a great job.
他长大成人以后，在福音的服事上只有不到四年，但是他却完全了很多。
And when he concluded his life on the cross, he says, "It is finished."
当他在十字架最后一句话，他说成了。
So when he says it is finished, it turned to be his life is meaningful.
当他说成了这个字以后，其实他一生有价值的一生就过了。
Because his life give up to the Father in heaven.
他把他自己的生命献给天上的父。
And when other people look at his life, it's considered it's the loser's life.
从世人看来，可能他的生命是一个没有价值的。
Yeah, because he never himself to be used the authority to force to the people.
他从不用自己的权柄来恐吓别人。
But always he used the true love of God to reach out the hands to people who doesn't need.
他却是用神的爱来来感动对方。
Because his ending, he died on the cross with the true love of Christ, love of God.
我们主耶稣他最后是用神的大爱在十字架献上的生命。
When we look at these pictures, this is our ending of our life to be on.
当我们看到主耶稣在实际上的时候，我们就想起我们，就想到我们未来最后的结局是什么样。
It's not because of our life, to be a famous in this world.
不一定我们在这生，我们一生会成为有名的人。
It's not because a very knowledgeable person to be in this world.
我们不也不一定会成为一个非常有知识的人。
It's not because of we become a millionaire.
有可能不，我们不会当成为百万富翁。
Because we can offer to God and offer to the people of true love of God.
但是我们可以把我们的爱跟我们一生献给我们的主。
I hope that we all make our life to be ending with a full of grace and full of blessing.
我希望我们每一个人的结局的最后也是都可以 生命充满的福气。
May we find out the life of Job.
我们如果想一想约伯的一生。
His faith always have a consistency.To faithful to God.
他对神的信心都是那么坚定。
But when he his life was to be ruined by the Satan.
当他的生活被撒旦所逼迫的时候。
But still, his life to stick to God and he prayed to God.
他还是恳切的祈祷神依靠神。
He never gave up his life to be faithful to God and never the forsaken God's grace.
他从不丢弃神，也没有放弃他的信仰。
He had to have gone through the difficulties and challenge the facing in his life.
当他在灾难过了以后
，later on he gained a great reward from God.
他从神那边又得到更大的赏赐。
Job chapter 40 to the last chapter, we find out that the Bible mentioned that he received the blessing of double portion of blessing.
在耶伯记四十二章，我们看到他从神得到的奖赏是他过去有的两倍。
And not only that in his life can his spiritual eyes to be opened.
更重要的是他属灵的眼光打开了。
Not only his life, only just access of his feeling that he believed in God, but after he have gone through difficulties, actually spiritual eyes open to follow God and a better way of as a believer's life.
他在信仰上不只是依靠神而已，在灾难以后，他在从属灵的眼光上更跟神更靠近了。
Listen to Job chapter 8.
我们请来看一下约伯记第八章。
Job chapter 8.
请大家翻开约伯记第八章。
At this time when the Job was great suffering, under the great suffering at this time.
这时候约伯刚在受灾难的时候。
And Job's three friends, they came to him and find out he at that time he have lost everything.
他的三个朋友来看他，发现约伯失去了一切。
Also he himself to suffer with the skin illness, so his life turned out very miserable.
那约伯本身也生了一场大病，他真的是受了很多的苦难。
And so at that time, one of his friends mentioned about these passages.
所以在第八章这里，他其中一个朋友跟他讲这段话。
What his word applied to the Job is not right.
但是他对约伯讲的话却不正确。
But a statement what one of his friends build us, the word is right.
但是他所说的这个内容却是不错的。
Yeah, Job chapter 8.
我们请来看约伯记第八章
verse from 5.
请看第五节。
If you chapter 8 verse 5.
第八章第五节。
If you would seek God and implore the compassion of the Almighty, 6.
第六节。
If you are pure and upright, then surely now he would rouse himself for you and.Restore your righteousness estate. Verse 7.
第七节。
Though your beginning was insignificant, yet your end will increase greatly. And this one they mentioned about if you really are your life to seeking God and your quality of your character to be built upon the acceptable to God, then you will be blessed.
这一段经节说，如果我们殷勤寻求神，那我们生活上也是公义的话，我们必得神的祝福。
Now Christian life, we can think about that we are all different from the different condition we come, we came to the Lord.
我们每一位基督徒的背景、生活背景都不太一样。
And some people came from the unfair situation, but we come to the Lord seeking God, we find out the true God.
Unfair situation.
some kind of difficult kind of conditions.
有时候，有些我们有些人，本来在碰到困难，然后来求告神。
Yeah, such as like one of a sister that when I met her for last 6 years.
我在六年前遇到一个姐妹。
Actually, she's very able and she's a very capable sister.
她是一个非常有能力、有才华的一位姐妹。
But when he gained this the Parkinson disease.
但是她得到了Parkinson 的病。
The entire whole life is upside down.
她整个生命就都颠倒了。
The husband, you know, give up on her. Walk away from her.
她的先生就离弃了她。
Remember, that time she has the one daughter, the little one. Body is continued to deteriorate the function, which is the muscle.
但是她因为这个病，她的身体的肌肉一直在损坏掉。
Compared to the life of normal people, life is very unfair.
对普通人比起跟比普通人比起来，她好像很不公平。
When she came from China.
他从中国大陆来到美国。
She's expect the life is even in the sense of physically blessing in her life, she thought.
他本来以为说，到了美国以后就好日子过了。
But when she facing this kind of difficult condition,
当他遇到这个重病的时候
，whole thing is changed.
整个理想都损坏掉了。
But at that time, she started seeking God.
那就开始来寻求神。
She came to the Lord.
她要找神，就找到主。
Now, a daughter is grown up, finished a master's degree. She's doing on the work, and which is very good.
那现在她的女儿也是硕士班毕业，找到非常好的工作。
Even though her life is a kind of condition, yet she satisfies spiritually.
虽然她肉体上有这个病痛，但是她的灵性上却非常的满足。
Now, before I finish the term there in Chicago, then I say goodbye the last visit.
我在注目那个地区教会要离开以前，跟他讲再见。
How's just a little bit worried about her.
在道别的时候，我心里讲真的还是有点担心他。
Don't worry about it.
他跟我说不要担心我。
God is with me.
因为主与我同在。
I know this is my ending of my life.
我知道我生命将怎么结束
？Because I can have a true kingdom of God.
因为我肉体生命结束以后，我将得到天国的奖赏。
Even though life in this world, she having a difficult time here.
虽然在世上，她肉体的生命有这么多的苦难。
She knows where she heading.
但是她知道她的目标在哪里。
So life is actually quite blessed.
所以他觉得他的生命是这么得福的。
So physically brought up the life compared with others.
肉体的生命跟别人比起来
，Her life is not that blessed.
好像很不公平，很痛苦。
But once we open our eyes, look at the spiritual view of her life.
但是当他用属灵的眼光来看他自己的生命的时候
，Can see the future.
他可以看到他未来。
So her life is blessed.
他就觉得他的生命是这么得福的。
She's seeking for ending of her life of true blessing.
他在寻求生命结局的祝福。
Now every time we come to the Lord, we find out why my life, your life is so much blessed.
有时候我们看到信主的人，他们生活好像这么多这么有福气。
Because you want to compare with other people outside of the people.
如果我们跟外人比一比。
No, because God is with us.
我们不是跟外人比，而是我们知道神与我们同在。
Because He's the one to increase our life.
因为我们知道是他加福气给我们。
But we know the Israelites.
我们想一想以色列人的故事。
These people actually very few people actually.
其实以色列是一个非常小的国家。
Among all the nations, God mentioned among all the nations, they are the least one.
甚至主说他在别的国家列国里面以色列是最小的。
So, but the Moses reminded the Israelites.
那摩西也这样子提醒以色列民。
Because God is God's pleased because God choose you.
你今天得福是因为神拣选了你。
Let's look at the Deuteronomy chapter 7.
我们请看生命记第七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 6 and 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7.
生命记第七章。
Deuteronomy 7, verse 6 and 7.
第六、第七节。
For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his own possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth, verse 7,
第七节,
the Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because you are more in number than any of the peoples, for you were the fewest of all people. But Moses reminded the Israelites, you are actually the fewest of the, all the peoples.
这里摩西提醒以色列民，其实你们是万民中最少的。
But God chose you with a full of joy, the blessing, chose you because that he liked it.
但是神却专爱你们而拣选了你们。
And he was willing to give us, look at verse 6, it says, the Lord your God has chosen you to be the people of his own possession out of all the people, and then he willing to give us.
第六节这里说神是从地上
as his honor on inheritance.
从地上万民拣选我们做他自己的 子民。
2017 is about to the end.
2017年就将要结束了。
I hope you are in the true blessing of God.
我希望大家都能想一想神的恩典。
Maybe we can think about the 2017 that still a lot of things we have to solve. We have to still a lot of things we have to face.
可能我们想2017年中间还有很多困难问题还没有解决。
But we have to understand our life is blessed because we are here today seeking God and we are secure for our salvation.
但是我们要想其实我们的生命是非常蒙福的，因为我们已经得到了救恩的恩典。
When you come to the Lord and when the house of God,
当我们来到主的圣殿，
because we can see the end.
我们愿意来这里，因为我们看得到未来。
We find out the true blessing.
我们相信这个真恩典。
And that's why we're thanksgiving to God.
我们把我们的感谢都献给神。
And Psalm chapter 73.
我们请来看诗篇七十三篇。
Psalm chapter 73.
诗篇七十三篇。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
And Psalm chapter 73, verse 17.Until I came into the sanctuary of God, then I perceived their end. They mentioned that until I came into the sanctuary of God, house of God, then I perceived their end.
这章节，这经节说，当我进了神的圣所，就是进了神的圣殿、神的教会，思想他们的结局。
Because when they came into the house of God, they find out the end.
当我们到了神的家，我们就会思考我们属灵的结局。
In the Bible, we find out that some of the people in the Bible, they are failing of the reach to the end of a successful, we can say a joyful end.
我们从如果看圣经故事，就可以找到有一些人物他们的结局并不是那么好。
A very famous one is his name is Lot.
其中有一位就是罗德。
The Lord is the nephew of the Abraham.
罗德是亚伯拉罕的侄子。
Actually, the Abraham raising him up from the little.
其实是从小亚伯拉罕把他养大的。
I'm sure because he understands what is the meaning of blessing in his life.
我相信罗德知道生活蒙福是什么意思。
That's why when Abraham depart from the Haran, he followed him.
所以亚伯拉罕从哈兰出来的时候，罗德是跟着他出来的。
He understood how he depart from his uncle depart from the Haran.
他知道他的叔叔为什么从哈兰出来。
Because he was convinced by the word they given from the Abraham. Sure.
他相信神对亚伯拉罕说的一切说的一些话。
His life reached up to the land of Canaan.
那他们两个就走到迦南地。
Now we find that the Bible, his materially God blessed Abraham at the same time, God blessed the Lord also.
从圣经我们知道，神不但祝福亚伯拉罕，他也同时祝福了罗德。
But when they cannot hold both of them, so Abraham asked the Lord.
当这个地觉得太小，两个住不下的时候。
As you know that you become rich, so you have heard a huge amount of the animals. I have also.
亚伯兰说：“你很多牛羊，我也很多牛羊。”
I think it's better that we can separate.
我看我们分家好吧。
If you go east, then I'll go west.
你如果往东去，我就往西走。
If you go north, then I'll go to south.
你如果往北，我就往南。
But you choose first.
你先选吧。
So that we can have important things that we can peace together with you all the time.
亚伯兰说：“最重要的就是我们可以和睦的相处。”
But at that time, the Lord's choice was at that moment is very important because there's a new beginning and of his life.
这个其实是非常重要的关键点，因为对罗德来说是一个新的开始。
So far, when he finished the his life there until the moment, now he have to step into with the true faith to choose the land actually.
从以前到现在，他一直跟着他的叔叔到，那现在是他可以自己做选择的开始。
But instead of with God, instead of with the faith, he choose the land.Out of his physical eyes,
但是他不是用信心来做选择，而是用他眼睛所看到的做选择。
He supposed he understood so far why he followed Abraham. He said he cling to his uncle.
其实我们知道他是紧紧的跟着他叔叔。
I have heard many times that you say the promised land God chose you, God led your life in brought to here.
可能罗德也想说，他常常听叔叔说这个迦南地是神所祝福的的。应许之地。
Even though some distance, I want to stay in this land of Canaan.
他可以说不管什么再怎么样，我还是要在这个迦南地以内。
So still we can have a peace together.
所以我们可以和睦相处在这地以内。
Instead of I choose, you can choose first.
他也可以说，叔叔，你先做选择吧。
I know God bless you.
因为神祝福你。
That you become a source of blessing.
你是蒙福的泉源。
That you also as a, like my father, like my uncle.
对我来说，你好像我的父亲，也好像我的叔叔。
How can I depart from you, Father?
我不能离开我自己的父亲。
I want to receive the blessing that what you receive the blessing.
我要继续跟着你来得到福气。
I'm sure because once he talk about this, that I think Abraham was convinced at that time. Then.
我相信如果罗德这样子跟他叔叔说的话，叔叔也会应许他。
But instead of the choose the land of Canaan, but he followed the Jordan Valley to eventually getting into the Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是罗德并没有这样子选择，他自己选择他想要的地方，从约旦河一直到索多玛、格摩拉。
He facing the very miserable end in his life.
到最后，他生命的结局是那么悲惨。
Because God prepared these two cities to be before, because it was before the judgment of God, the two cities, just like a Garden of Eden, the Bible says.
圣经说这个索多玛、格摩拉就好像这个伊甸园一样，一开始是很漂亮、很美丽的。两个城市。
We're talking about the physical and flesh wise.
从肉体上，从眼睛看得到来说是非常吸引
人的。But then the judgment come upon to the two cities.
那但是，神的审判降到索多玛、俄摩拉。
Even though because Abraham prayed to God, so when the two angels sent to bring his people out of the Sodom.
因为亚伯拉罕的代祷，神派两位天使把。他属于他的人，救出来。
But he doesn't want to go all the way to the mountain far distance.
但是罗德被救出来以后，他还不愿意到山上去。
Now only he can reach the small city soil, which is a small town.
他只能到一个小城市里。
And there he can have a miserable life because of with the two.His two daughters have an unclean descendant came out.
在那里他过一个非常可悲的晚年，甚至跟他两位女儿发生了不好的关系。
After that, there's a no more talk about the Lord's, you know, his life, the ending.
从那个地方以后，圣经就不再记载罗德的故事了。
We find out that even his wife was lost during on the way to running away.
那在这个事件里面，他自己的妻子也上去了，丧失了。
So his ending was miserable.
所以他的结局是非常可悲的。
Beginning was full of blessing. Actually, followed when he followed Abraham.
他的生命一开始是那么得福，是跟着亚伯拉罕走。
The ending was miserable.
但是他的结局却是这么悲惨。
You can look at the Bible like King Saul, also same.
我们如果看圣经里扫罗王也是同样的。
We'll find out the life of Solomon also same thing.
我们看扫罗王的一生也是那么的悲惨。
Beginning was a great blessing.
他一开始也是非常得蒙福。
But both of them, they cannot hold the blessing continue to be until to the end.
但是扫罗王他到最后也是没有办法得到神的祝福。
Our journey is precious for our Christian life.
我们基督徒的一生是非常宝贵的。
Paul, he finished his journey with the faith.
保罗他持守他的信仰信心一直到最后。
But 2 Timothy mentioned about his journey as he fight a good fight. to the end.
提摩太后书说他一生到最后好像打了一场胜战。
Because Second Timothy is the one he, when he wrote this one when he was in the prison.
提摩太后书是他在监牢里面所写的一封书信。
He knows that this journey is about to be finished.
他知道他的路当要跑尽了。
When he was in the prison, never shaken his faith.
他在监狱里的信，他的信仰也没有摇动。
He knows that it is a blessing in his life.
他知道他一生是得到那么多的福气。
And he claimed that I have fought a good fight.
他说将打的仗我已经打过了。
I finished the course.
要跑的路我也跑完了。
It is a very precious word. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
那我持守我所要的信。
So he can see when he opened his eyes, he can see the ending of his life.
当他想一想自己的生命的时候，他知道他是得福的一生。
With the spiritual eyes, he can see the crown of righteousness.
那从他的属灵眼光，他可以看到他将得到的公义的冠冕。
So because a Christian ending is this kind of ending we're seeking for.
我们基督徒一生就是要追求像这样子的生命。
So that we, you know, because the life of the Ruth.
我们想一想，路德的一生。
The Ruth life is came from Moabites, which is you know the one of the unclean the tribes.
路德的一开始是从一个外邦人的家里，从摩押人的出身。
Because the Moabites is came from the Lot's actually.
摩押人
was two daughters.
其实是罗德两个女儿的后裔。
Israelites do not treat them any, but they don't want to dealing with anything with these people.
以色列人以前是不跟摩押人来有交往的。
But that was during the time of chaos, during the time of judges.
那时候是在士师时代。
So Naomi and Abimelech they went down to the Moab land of Moab.
拿俄米跟一家就到摩押地去。
Because of the drought and the famine.
因为当时刚好有饥荒。
That time they had two sons at that time.
拿俄米有两个儿子。
The one of them is married with this daughter-in-law, which is Ruth.
那其中一个娶的一个媳妇就叫做路德。
But later on, she lost her husband and two sons.
那结果拿俄米他先生跟两个儿子都去世了。
Bible doesn't mention about how they died. It doesn't mention about it. But she lost all three of them.
圣经没有说他们三个男人怎么死的，但是总而言之就是三个男人都走了。
But later on the Naomi says, I have nothing. I have no any more children.
拿俄米就跟他两个媳妇说，我什么都没有了，也没有办法给你们儿子。
So she urged to the two daughter-in-laws.You can go back to your people.
他就说，他就差派他两个媳妇回家，回娘家。
She determined to go back to the own people with empty-handed.
拿俄米本身也计划要回到他自己的家乡。
So she doesn't want to holding on this two daughter in her life with her life.
他不愿意把这两个媳妇抓在手里。
So at that time, the orphan of the other one is the final greeting, and then she left.Go back to her people.
然后他第二个媳妇哭一哭就走了。
But then the Ruth cling to the mother-in-law, the Naomi.
但是路德紧抓着婆婆不愿意离开。
Because that's her choice of a life, a blessing of God.
因为她已经下定决心要过着一个蒙福的生活。
But when she determined to follow the mother-in-law, actually empty-handed.
她愿意两手空空的一直跟着婆婆走。
But she believed that God will bless her.
因为她深信神会祝福这位婆婆。
She understood that so far she'd been with her husbands and also her parent-in-law.Find out there's a true God.
她跟先生跟公公婆婆过这段生活以后，她发现他们是蒙福的一家。
I'm sure because until she married with the Naomi's son at that time, she get used of all the idols from the Moabites.
我相信她还没有嫁给拿俄米一家的以前，她是拜偶像的。
But when she learned the true God from her mother-in-law.
但当她在婆婆家里面认识了真神以后
，And then she changed that.
她就改变了。
I want to finish my journey with this true God.
她下定决心要 继续一生一直敬拜这位真神。
She know the life at that time. This is ancient time, right?
这个是古代的故事。
Which is this is a, it's a, we can call this as a, during the time of Judges, about 3,400 years ago.
这在士师时代是大概3400年前。
But she, at that time, so there's no man. Then life is very, very vulnerable to the, you know, all kinds of the, you know, the challenge.
在那个时代，如果家里没有一个男人的话，其实是非常痛苦的生活。
You go outside, you know, it's a very hard life. Yeah. Easily get be abused in all her life.
只有靠着女人的话，在外面常常会被人家欺负。
But she willing to holding the God and holding the mother, you know, follow her.
但是路德却愿意一直跟着婆婆来走这条信仰的路。
Even though when she followed Naomi to the back to the Bethlehem.
她跟着拿俄米回到伯利恒。
There's nothing changed.
到那个地方，饥荒还是在的。
Only she can do is go out to the field after the all the harvest left over on the field they gather from the field.
那时候她唯一可以做的就是到田里去，去捡拾碎。
We can see that this is life of beggars actually.
其实这好像是乞丐的生活，不是吗
？They want to survive.
为了生活。
So only thing is go out to the field just in the.Gather those left over, the, you know, steal the, those do not harvest, but the left over on the ground.
他唯一能做的就是去捡人家不要的东西，人家掉在地上的东西。
But she never regretted.
但是他不后悔。
She knows that the God will bless him.
他深信神会祝福他们。
We can see that the toward the end of her life totally changed.
我们看到他故事最后，他整个人生却有很大的改变。
When she met the Boaz.
当她遇到波阿斯以后
，Boaz that went also she got married with the Boaz.
她到最后跟波阿斯甚至成婚了。
And the life is changed.
她一生就有了非常大的改变。
And also Naomi recover all the property that which she had before recovered.
那拿俄米本身的财产也都归回她自己。
And also give a son to the Naomi.
那她甚至为她婆婆又生了一个儿子。
And become a grand of the mother, right? To be a later. Naomi is. Naomi had a son. His name is Obed, which is David's father's a father. What do you mean, sister?
那结果路德他生了一个儿子其实就是大卫王的祖父。
Actually, he's become his line of the out of her life is the descendant come from the David also to one of the great descendants.
这个有名的王大卫王却变成他的后裔。
And this is the blessing of God.
这真的是神很大的福气。
At the beginning, her life is like insignificant.
虽然她生命的一开始不是很起眼
，She holding on to the mother-in-law.
但是因为她肯跟着婆婆
，Which is the true faith.
她肯紧抓着这个信仰。
When she facing a lot of difficulties.
虽然在这一路上遇到很多困难
，Yes, she wanna overcome all the difficulty.
但是她愿意坚持她的信仰。
She knows the challenge is facing yet.Once she hold, she know that God is a true God.
因为她深信她所信的是真神。
Let's turn to the book of Ruth, chapter 1.
我们请来看路德记第一章。
Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 and 17.
第一章第16、第17节。
Book of Ruth chapter 1 verse 16 and 17.
路德记第一章十六十七节。
May Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you, for where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." Verse 17.
十七节。
The where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. Thus may the Lord do to me, and worse, if anything but death parts you and me.The verse 18, when she saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her.
第十八节
Then we find out that Ruth here, determination of true faith.
我们这里看到路德他的信仰是这么的坚持。
This is our Christian life.
我们基督徒的生命也应该这样子。
We can continue forward our life for this kind of attitude and commitment.
我们也要有这种的态度，有这样的精神。
You know, the 2017, I do not know, but you have facing all different kind of challenge or facing or different kind of a, like a, you know, to way of like a temptation, whatever, any kind of situation was traded.
我们在过去这2017年可能遇到很多困难，很多挑战，甚至逼迫还是引诱。
But important thing is you are here, the December, the last part of the December.
但是更重要的是，我们在今年的最后，就是现在十二月底的时候，你在这里。
I can say you are a great blessing now.
我可以现在跟你保证，你是蒙福的。
Important thing is now toward the new year, the beginning with the true faith.
重要的是，我们2018年开始是用从信仰。出发的一个新年。
New Year's determination is considered that you can reach to the end of it, end of 2018 with a full of joy and full of a blessing with God.
我们要下定一个新的心智，就是在2018年的最后，我们生命是充满了喜乐，充满了平安。
It's important that we can start the beginning with a true prayer.
以及神的福气。我们一年一开始要从祷告开始。
To show our faith with our prayer.
我用我们的祷告来献我们信心给神。
When the Lord Jesus when he began his ministry.
当我们主耶稣在他传道的开始。
He start with a true prayer.
他一开始是用很诚心的祷告开始。
He willing to cast into the wilderness for 40 days.
他愿意随着圣灵的意思到旷野去四十天。
First, he prayed to God.
在那里禁食祷告四十天。
For helping him with his ministry for 3.5 years of his ministry.
他求神带领他将来传道的生活。
Now we need a prayer beginning with that.
我们要用祷告开始。
But when Jesus started with a prayer, ending with a prayer, when he on the cross, it is finished with a prayer.
主耶稣以祷告开始，也以祷告结束，在十字架上说成了。
Now we can say prayer is beginning and prayer is end.
我们知道祷告是最好的开始，也是最好的结束。
It comes from our attitude from the beginning of our life, every day's life in the morning.
但是在我们每一天的生活上也可以这样子 的去实行。
Every morning our prayer is counted.
每天我们早上的祷告的早祷是
finish with our prayer, the daily our day also, it is a blessing.
是蒙神纪念的，那每一天晚上要睡觉以前也是用祷告结束。
Because our prayer, the day and in the morning and night is connecting our days and the month and years.
我们每天早祷跟晚祷就成了我们一生每一年每一天的功夫。
Why Abraham's life is blessed?
为什么亚伯拉罕这么蒙福呢？
Because when he followed God, when he reached the land of Canaan, first thing is set the altar.
因为他在迦南地不管到什么地方，第一件事情就是烛坛献祭。
The when he actually God asked him to offer his only son at that time, also he went up the mount and then he set the altar, offer his own son.
当神要求他献上自己的儿子的时候，他也是顺服的这样子做。
Because he received the true blessing from there.
从他的祷告生活中，他得到神的福气。
Because he received everything.
他得到神所有的福气。
And also the beginning with the humility.
那我们也要用我们一个谦卑的心来做开始。
We do not know about tomorrow.
我们不掌握着明天。
But we don't have too much of overconfidence about life.
我们不要对我们自己的生活太过有自信。
But we have to rely on God.
我们要靠着神，每一天都要做。
Today, the trust in God, and tomorrow, and then, and to the end, we receive everything.
我今天靠神，明天也要靠神，每一天都要靠神，直到最后。
Maybe today, maybe we can slower. Our pace of the life is slower.
我们今天可以把我们的脚步慢下来一点。
But if we continue faithful to God.
最主要的是要继续向神有信心。
If we really trust in God,
我们要信靠神。
He lead us our life.
他就会继续带领我们的脚步。
And the one of a proverb, proverb chapter 16.
我们请来看箴言十六章。
Proverb chapter 16 verse 9.
箴言十六章第九节。
The mind of man plan his way, but the Lord direct his step.And chapter 16, verse 9 mentioned that the Lord directs his step.
十六章第九节这里说，为主指引他的脚步。
Our plan is important.
我们所说的计划是非常重要的。
But important thing, truly important, more than that, is the Lord direct His step.
但更重要的是，我们要我们的主神来指引我们。
Let us determine to be humble in our life from the beginning.
我们也要提醒自己，要存着一颗谦卑的心。
And First Peter chapter 5 mentioned tied with the true humility.
彼得前书第五章有讲到我们这个谦卑的重要性。
We need a heart to be humble for whole entire our life and also year 2018.
这里说我们要以谦卑束腰，我们在2018年也要继续的谦卑，这样子彼此谦卑。
In front of God, we are nobodies.
我们在神的面前其实算不了什么。
So to be humble the life of humility is always to be the way to receive the blessing of God.
所以如果我们可以一直过着谦卑的生活，我们就可以继续得到神的祝福。
And also let us begin with the true love.
那我们在新年也要用爱来做开始。
Why the life of Jesus is so precious?
为什么主耶稣的生命是这么有价值呢？
Because it started with the love of God.
因为他充满了神的爱。
And also he ended his life with the God's love to die on the cross.
他的生命的开始跟结束都是用神的爱来奉献自己的生命。
And also life, a pure life.
让我们生活也是充满神的爱。
God seeking us our life to be pure.
神要我们的生活要有圣洁。
He demand us life holy.
他要我们有一颗清洁的心。
Let us life to be holy and pure.
希望我们也可以立志过了一个圣洁清新的生活。
Matthew chapter 5 mentioned that there were about 8 blessings. One of them, bless a pure in the heart that you can see God.
马太福音第五章有说到八福，这里说清新人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
With a pure heart, God be there to dwelling with there.
我们如果有清新有圣洁的心，神必与我们同在。
When we losing our purity,
当我们心里不干净，
then God depart from us.
神就会离开了我们。
And so they can keep our life to be holy.
所以我们要谨慎过着圣洁的生活。
The last night we'll talk about the Passover and a little bit about the Feast of the Tent of Booth.
昨天晚上我们在这里谈到逾越节的教训。
God emphasized our life to be pure.
神要我们每一个人都过着清洁圣洁的生活。
Passover beginning with unleavened bread.
逾越节的时候，他们吃的无酵饼。
So which is the whole entire week is they eat the unleavened week is without any leavened.
他整个节一个星期的节日里面都吃无酵饼。
And also the last feast, the seventh feast, which is all the Israelites gathered together outside, they put on the tent.
到最后一天，他们在以色列外面也是搭个帐篷住棚节。
This is the spirit of humility.
这个也是表示他们谦卑的决心。
And also it is a spirit of joy with the full of pure.The holiness.
有一颗谦卑的精神，也是过着圣洁的生活。
Because all the Israelites, they already have gone through the day of atonement.
因为在这个以前已经有一个赎罪祭。
Not only the harvest from the field.
他们收成以后。
But also because of their life to be pure in front of God.
他们把收成的献上给神，但是更重要是要过着一个圣洁的生活。
So they know that their life belongs to God.
他们把整个生命都献给神。
Their life is not belongs in this world. That's why they put the tent outside.
他们住棚节就是要提醒他们的生命不是在这个世上，而是属于神的。
Let them keep their life to be holy.
让我们也都过着一个圣洁的生活。
And also life of earnesty.
一个有追求的生活。
Earnest is precious.
这个
because of your earnest, sometimes we lose something.
有时候我们有热心，有信心，却没有热心。
To be an upright person.
求神让我们有这个热切的心。
God loved them.
神就爱着他们，也爱着。
So what is the book of Job, chapter 8 mentioned that this blessing, hopefully we can all the brothers and sisters have it for this blessing.
希望在约伯记所记载的这个福气能够降临到我们每一个弟兄姐妹身上。
Yeah, one more time, we read and finish up.
我们请来再看最后一次约伯记。
Job chapter 8,
第八章
from verse 5,
第五节开始。
If you would seek God and implore the compassion of the Almighty, which means we can pray to God, asking God for help and the blessing. Verse 6.
第六节,
if you are pure and upright, and your life is seeking for holiness and life of the earnest life and the righteousness life, surely now he would rouse himself for you and restore your righteous estate. Verse 7.
第七节,
though your beginning was insignificant, yet your end will increase greatly. I hope that God bless all the brothers and sisters.
求神都祝福弟兄姐妹们。
This is the year end of the 2017.
这是2017年最后。
The amount of the blessing that we already have it.
我们从神已经得到非常多的恩典。
But 2018, your new beginning turned to be great beginning of the blessing of the new year.
希望2018年是一个更蒙福的一年。
And I sing him 355.
请一起唱。